Hey everyone, I'm Brent Lambert, guest editor for Escape Pod's Black Future Month special event, and I'm hyped to read your science fiction stories. Submissions are open through the end of March. Find all the details at escapepod.org. Looking forward to seeing your submissions.
Welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and with me today is actress Julia Sarah Stone, who stars as the troubled teen involved in a unique sleep study, the science fiction thriller Come True, which debuts Friday, March 12th on digital and various video on demand platforms. And this movie is it's hard to go into it without spoilers, but I will try. It is a sci-fi thriller that has a little bit of, shall we say, psychedelic mess to it, and that makes it all the more fun. Welcome, Julia.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
First, I have to ask, how in the world did you come across this role? Because this, a lot of people are describing this movie as akin to The Cell in terms of its cinematography and its atmosphere. And it truly is wondrous in terms of soundscape and visuals. And your performance is both empathetic and terrifying.
That's exactly what we were going for. So thank you.
Awesome. So how did this role come across your desk?
So I read the script, and because Anthony had reached out, and sent it over, and I immediately loved the character. I think, the character of Sarah was really what drew me into it. What kind of got me hooked into the script. It's becoming, I don't know about becoming, but in general, it's pretty rare, I think, to have a female protagonist in this genre of movie who also is kind of an active element of driving the plot forward and making decisions for herself that cause the events to happen, and really not being a victim the whole way through, even though she might be a victim of whatever horrific circumstances are happening to her or the situation that she's in. But I really loved that part of it. It struck me as a really a fun role to dive into. That's kind of how it all happened.
Well, as a little bit of background, the story starts with our protagonist, Sarah, sleeping anywhere she can find except for home because issues. And she decides to enter a sleep study, which would give her a safe place to sleep for 2 months and get paid for it. And the key operative word is, what's your definition of safe? And for me, watching her question what's happening around her, and also her stubbornness in wanting to, I guess, get some accountability from the researchers saying, hey, I need to know what's going on. I need to go know what's going on right now, because this is not normal. And even though she's borderline homeless, even though she's terrified of what's going on, she's still stubborn and a fighter. And I, yeah, like you said, I love that as a role for a woman in this sort of sci-fi thriller suspense type of scenario.
Absolutely. Yeah. It felt very refreshing to play a character in this genre who is, who doesn't seem like she's just decided that there's nothing she can do about the situation where she's, yeah, like you said, very much she's stubborn. She's a fighter. And at no point does she just kind of decide that she's gonna kind of just surrender to what's happening and be of course she's there's an element of fear in there and terror, but it's, that's not all that's happening. There's so much more. There's always something that she's fighting for. That was, like I said, what hooked me into it.
Was there any element of her performance or what was happening to her that was adapted or changed between the time you first read the script and the time you guys went to start shooting, or was it pretty much all right there on the page?
Oh, that's a good question. I think most of the changes, if I'm remembering correctly, most of the changes were based on kind of what, how the actors, we on set found chemistry together, because Anthony's he's such a collaborative and accommodating director in terms of letting us kind of find our way through the scene. And he definitely had a very clear vision throughout the whole project. It was a passion project of his. But something that was really great about working with him is he was very open to our individual choices about our characters and how we kind of approached it. So I think most of the changes were more subtle, kind of based on our instincts while the scenes were happening. Yeah, and then there were a few times we tried scenes in a few different ways, and sometimes there was one scene in particular I remember. It started out as a dialogue scene, and Anthony had us do it once. I think what he told us was to do the scene, kind of have everything in the scene happen the same way, but without any words. And so it ended up just being a silent scene. Mm-hmm. Everything was just communicated with looks and body language. That as an actor was just such a fun experiment in general. But it felt like it worked, and watching the final cut of the film, that was the take that ended up being used.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was really just creative experimental things like that kind of happened on impulse during the shoot and in the moment. And that's what's fun as an actor anyways. So, yeah.
Talk about the actual principal photography, the actual shooting. Were there any moments where you were so excited to be in that situation that you got to really, really stretch yourself to the point of joy and pain?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like, I mean, it was a really intense shoot just kind of the whole way through. there's a lot going on, and obviously Sarah goes through
a lot.
A huge spectrum of intense emotions throughout the whole film. I'm not sure if I can pinpoint a particular moment, but I mean, there's a sequence at the end. I won't give away what happens, but there's a sequence at the end that is pretty intense, and it happens outside at night, and when we were shooting that on the day, we were very much in the elements. We were in Edmonton. It was a middle of the night, like minus 40 or something. And we were out in the woods. There were like coyotes or wolves or something howling in the distance. So just like kind of the atmosphere of where we were and what was around us. And we had a tiny crew. It was like 8 people on set maximum. Most of the time it was 6. So there really weren't very many of us. And so it really added to the mood of the scene. I think, it made it easy to get into that headspace and to really dive into the intensity of the scene and the emotion of it.
I'm just trying to figure, it's like, you couldn't even schedule for that. You couldn't plan for that. Outnumbered in the wild, in Edmonton by wild carnivores.
Yep. It was, and that was also, we shot that near the end of the shoot. And it was a pretty long shoot. It was almost 3 months, I believe.
Wow.
Something around 3 months. Because it was done that way very deliberately, so that we could have shorter days, which was nice. But yeah, it was, so we had been shooting at that point for a very long time. So it was kind of everything kind of came together and created a very, the circumstances for that particular sequence couldn't have gone better, I think.
Cool. So talk about the type of story you like to perform in. Is science fiction? Is it horror? Is it drama? Is it comedy? What excites you about a role? Is it the actual journey the character is going through, or is there a particular genre you really like to play in?
I haven't ever really thought about genre in that way. I think what draws me into a script is, number one, the characters. I'm very compelled by, like Sarah, characters that are fighting for something, who believe in something, are not just running from something, but are running towards a goal or something they believe in. I'm at this point, especially, I think I have my eye out for scripts that I feel are telling necessary stories right now, even in small ways, stories that I think can maybe open people's minds in ways that are unexpected. Yeah, I think more and more, that's a quality that I'm really paying attention to in scripts. I think stories that surprise me. I like to be surprised. I think a lot of the same kinds of stories are being told, or have been told, and that element of surprise is really refreshing. Yeah, those are the big things.
Yeah, I like stories that take chances with either the format of the stories or the point of view. You start out this story and you're following somebody who you think is the protagonist, and whoops, it turns out they're kind of not a good protagonist.
Right.
They're the bad guy. This is funny.
Yeah.
So do you prefer features? Do you like experimental stories? Do you like short films?
I don't think the format matters too much to me. I think, I've mostly done feature films. I think probably because the types of stories that I like telling are usually told with feature films. But I like any kind of format. It really depends on the story to me. I mean, I still do short films. I did one last year. That was a lot of fun. And it was because I read the script and there was something about it that really drew me in. It had like, I don't know, it had like references that intrigued me, and there was a lot of like, it seemed there was a lot beneath the text that was really fun to dive into. So it doesn't really matter the format, I don't think.
So if you went an unreasonably long amount of time where you weren't getting as many satisfying roles as you'd want, would you consider writing or directing something to tell the story you wanted to get told?
Yeah, I think if I had a story that I felt very passionately about, I think yes. I have done a little bit of writing, but I don't think I've written anything yet that I feel strongly enough about to actually put it to camera. But I definitely right now I am feeling that a little bit I think with COVID especially, like just with the lockdown, everybody or a lot of people are very antsy to get back on set, myself included. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely open to writing and producing something that I've written, but I don't think I have that story yet.
Do you think the more you write, the more it helps you focus in on the type of story you want people to send you?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I never really thought about it that way, but I think there is some truth to that. I think so. It's also great practice just in terms of characters. I think the process of writing characters is very similar to as an actor when you read a character and you do the backstory work and the motivations and intentions and stuff like that. It's almost the same process when you're writing. It's just more from scratch, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's great practice for that as well. And it definitely, I think, has opened my eyes, I guess, a little bit into my taste in types of characters and the qualities that I find really fun about certain characters. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Come True is a compelling, literally mesmerizing sort of story. And where online would people find you if they wanted to follow you to your next project?
Yeah. So I do have social media, contrary to popular belief. I'm not very good at it, but it is there. My Instagram, if you search my full name, Julia Sarah Stone on Instagram, it should come up, but my handle is real.jss, real spelt R-E-E-L. And then my Twitter is very neglected, but it is Julia Sarah Stone.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Julia, thank you for this performance and for sharing your insights on character and storytelling today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this.
Escape Pod is your destination for the best in modern short science fiction. Our intrepid crew of editors and hosts will bring you fun, thought-provoking in-flight entertainment every week as the pod careens around the multiverse. In the mood for a classic? We've got Anson Mount, also known as Captain Christopher Pike, reading Theodore Sturgeon. Want something a little more up-to-date? Jennifer R. Donahue's surveillance fatigue has you covered, in every sense. From classic space opera to intimate character drama. From heroic alien pets waiting for their families, to herds of Einsteins, and the benevolent conspiracy they're hatching, Escape Pod has it all. Take a ride with us at escapepod.org, and buckle up, because it's story time.
Hey guys, this is Arjun Gupta from Sci-Fi's The Magician. You are listening to Slice of Sci-Fi.
I'm not going to spoil the movie Come True, but you need to see it. It's very atmospheric, very thought-provoking, and gorgeous to look at. And when this eventually comes out on home video, I hope there's commentaries, because there's so much more I want to know about this movie. How about you? Have you seen it yet? Do you plan on seeing it? Let me know. Shoot me an email. summer@sliceofscifi.com. Send me your comments, send me your questions, and we'll get a conversation started. Because that's what we do around here. We're geeks. We talk about stuff. I'll also get into conversations on Twitter, @sliceofscifi. And of course, there is the website, sliceofscifi.com. Come on by. Leave a comment on the interview. Leave a comment on any of the reviews we've done. Ask the questions or provide answers to questions others have asked. Come on by, have fun. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Player FM, and iHeartRadio Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple or Stitcher, please leave us a review. Let folks know you're enjoying the podcast, and maybe they should check it out for themselves. I'd like to thank everyone who is currently helping support the efforts here at Slice of Sci-Fi, at Writers After Dark, at Babylon Podcast. Your donations, your pledges help keep all the media online, keep the digital lights on, so to speak. If you would like to add your support, the place to go is patreon.com/sliceofscifi. Add your name, join a tier, and become eligible for perks. Every month I pick a winner, a winning email out of the proverbial Patreon bucket, and that person gets to choose a prize, a perk, a Blu-ray, a movie, a TV show box set, a book, either advanced copy or finished copy, from my stash here. Because I'm running out of space. And you all who are loyal listeners, longtime supporters, you get first dibs on the good stuff. That's all I'm saying. If you want to help out, but a donation every now and then is more to your liking, the link to use is paypal.me/sci-fi summer. And that'll do it for this episode. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.